Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Yesterday we started a new chapter, a chapter on visiting the pious people, sitting with them, adopting their company, loving them, inviting them, requesting their du'as and visiting blessed places. So today's hadith an Anas radiallahu ta'ala anhu qala Abu Bakr li Umar radiallahu anhuma ba'da wafati Rasulillahi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam intaliq bina إلى أم أيمن رضي الله عنها نزورها كما كان رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يزورها فلما انتهيا إليها بكت فقال لها ما يبكيك أما تعلمين أن ما عند الله خير لرسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم فقالت ما أبكي ألا أكون أعلم أن ما عند الله تعالى خير لرسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم ولكن أبكي أن الوحي قد انقطع من السماء فهيجتهما على البكاء فجعلا يبكيان معها رواه مسلم. حضرت أنس رضي الله عنه narrates that after Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم had passed away, حضرت أبو بكر رضي الله عنه said to حضرت عمر رضي الله عنه that let us visit أم أيمن رضي الله عنها as Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم used to visit her. Ummi Ayman, known as Ummi Ayman Baraka, she was the foster mother of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. After Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had passed away, what had happened was, after Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's mother had passed away, Ummi Ayman Baraka, he took care of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So we won't say he was the foster mother in that way. He took after Rasulullah, breastfed Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, but she had taken care of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam like a motherly figure. After his mother had passed away, Ummi Ayman, she was a woman of black origin, but she had taken care of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So from the time his mother had passed away till he had become of age, so now what had happened? Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to show her a lot of respect. He would go and visit her. And when she would come also sometime, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam would give her a special place to sit. He would give her that extra respect like how he would respect his mother. So much of respect he would give her. So here Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu is telling Hazrat Umar, let us go and visit Ummi Ayman Baraka radiallahu ta'ala anha, like how Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam used to go to visit her. That is tying up with this chapter of visiting the pious people, visiting the righteous people. She was an old woman, so they went to visit her. And she was that woman that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had freed her, and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had married her to Hazrat Zayd bin Haritha radiallahu anhu, and from there was born Hazrat Usama bin Zayd radiallahu anhu. So anyway, Hazrat Usama bin Zayd radiallahu anhu was born from this union. So Ummi Ayman radiallahu ta'ala anha was a virtuous woman, very, very pious woman. So one of the things was to visit the pious. So they went to visit the pious. Ulama explained from here that if some men have to visit a pious, old pious woman, respectable woman, then also they shouldn't go alone, they should go in a jamaat and observing the laws of parada. So here these two went observing the laws of parada, they went to visit her. So anyway, when they went to her, she began crying. That this was the time that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam had just passed away. So she had began crying. Can you imagine what must have been going through the hearts of the people of Medina Sharif at that time? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had just left, departed this world, so had made parada from this world. So you can imagine what was their hearts. And she was the woman that took care of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also. So when they went to her, she began crying. So they asked her, why are you crying? Don't you know that which is with Allah ta'ala is better for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? In other words, that which Allah ta'ala has with him, that is much better for Rasulullah sallam than being in this dunya. So that is better, like a condolence. Don't cry. What is with Allah ta'ala is much better for our Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So look at the reply that she had given. She replied, I'm not crying because I don't know what Allah ta'ala is better for Rasulullah sallam. Not that I don't know that. But the reason I'm crying is because wahi has come to an end. Wahi has come to an end. Imagine what taluk and love they had for wahi. With the revelation, that has come to an end. So long as Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was alive, wahi was coming to him, and we were getting that wahi. Now that wahi has stopped, that's why I'm crying. So this prompted them to cry as well, and they began to cry with her. So they began to cry with her. This also shows that sometimes to cry on occasion of sadness, there's no harm in it. Islam, it is not against Islam to cry. What is against Islam and dislike is when people cry and they start wailing and they start cursing and they start saying all comments. That is against. Respectfully, to cry also on occasion of sadness is not against deen. Actually, it's part of deen. On occasion when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, son Ibrahim, had passed away in infancy, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also shed some tears. And when he was queried and he was asked about this, that you are crying, they found it strange that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is crying. On that occasion, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, إِنَّ الْعَيْنَ لَتَدْمَعْ وَالْقَلْبَ لَيَحْزَنْ وَلَا نَقُولُ إِلَّا مَا يُرُضِي رَبَّنَا أُكَمَا قَالَ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ. That's natural. The heart feels sad, that's also natural. But the tongue doesn't say anything that displeases Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whatever comes out from the tongue, in other words, even on that occasion, a person has total control of his speech. May Allah ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of making amal. So many lessons we learn from here. And despite this woman being a black woman, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in that time, in that culture especially, the Arabs, they were very proud of their background, they were very proud of their lineage. It was something that was taken, but Islam came, and so much of respect Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had given this woman. She was also from a slave background, but even that respect Allah she was given to such an extent that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would visit her. The two khulafa after that, Hazrat Abu Bakr and Umar radiallahu anhu, also went and made it a point of visiting her. This is only found in Islam, that amount of respect and love and muhabbat only for the sake of deen. Subhanallah bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun al mursaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.